just fixing Beverly's disposal, she told me the funniest joke.
Studying.
What's the difference between a golf ball and a G-spot?
A man will never stop looking for a golf ball.
Hilarious, right? Men are oafs.
Mom, please, I've got my LSATs next week. I've really got to study.
I get it. Once again, the LSATs are...
Law school admissions test.
Oh, sure. L-S-A-T. Huh, that's an easy way to remember it.
Mom!
Sorry, I'll just grab a bite and leave you to it. Can I just say one thing?
I doubt it.
I am so proud of you.
Thanks.
I mean, look how far you've come. From pregnant high school dropout to wannabe law school student in just 22 short years.
23 if you don't shut up.
Sorry. Quiet as a mouse.
Hey!
It's a carrot.
I can still hear it.
Sorry.
Just finish it.
Ta-da!
Now what are you doing?
Capturing a precious memory. My amazing daughter studying for some test.
LSAT! LSAT!
Right, LSAT. I'm leaving now, but if you need anything, let me know. So proud.
Didn't support me for 40 years. All of a sudden, we're the Gilmore Girls.
I have to take these again. You look really angry.
Smell your mustache bleach.
I'm thirsty.
Get in the shower and open your mouth. But first, get the door.
So tiny and so mean. Like a chihuahua.
Hey, baby.
Nope. Adam's back early. Stole him for a minute.
A minute? Have you seen yourself? Hey, Adam, when'd you get back?
This morning. What was I just looking at?
Yeah. You never want to see how the sausage is made. So, how was your job?
Ah, the movie's a piece of crap, but the check cleared and I got a picture of The Rock carrying me like a baby.
Why are both your shirts off?
I don't know. It all happened so fast. Listen, there's something else I wanted
to... Adam, I wish I could talk, but I'm cramming for the LSAT on Thursday. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You were making a huge mistake, but oh, my God.
You think she'll like it?
Yes, it's beautiful. I can't believe you're doing this.
I can't either. But 6 weeks away from your mother felt like 6 months. Turns out I wasn't just saying I love you to get laid.
I am so happy for you guys. So how are you going to ask her?
I thought I'd take her to the Burger Shack where we had our first official date.
A shack? You are going to propose to her at a shack?
Shack is misleading. It's more like a hut. It's a permanent structure.
Look, this is her first and hopefully last proposal ever. This is a moment she will remember always.
You're starting to freak me out a little.
Here's what you're gonna do. There's this restaurant, Spitrino's. We can't afford it. You can. You want a table in the room with the twinkle lights. After she finishes the osso buco, you signal the waiter to bring over the Grand Marnier souffle.
Yeah, but doesn't
the alcohol burns off. Anyway, the ring is already hidden in the souffle, and as he comes up to the table, you get down on one. You sit where you are and pop the question.
That's a lot of detail off the top of your head.
I am loaning you my dream. Don't mess it up.
Adam, I didn't know you were here.
Enjoy your sausage.
That's a little forward, but I intend to.
Come on, tell us.
Not until Jill gets here. But trust me, this is big.
Bonnie and Adam are getting married.
No, not even close. Actually, before Jill gets here, I really want to say something not nice about her, but it's only because I care.
I think I want to say the same not nice thing, but it's only because I care, too.
Ladies, she's had a rough couple of months, and it's not for us to judge how she is or isn't handling it.
Well, I'm her friend, and damn it, I'm going to say something.
Shh, here she comes.
Hey! Can I get a strawberry and milkshake over here with one straw? Scooch over, Wendy.
I thought I did.
So what a mess.
Christy?
Well, Jill, as your friend, I think I should tell you that... Adam is proposing to my mother tonight.
Oh, my
wonderful.
God! Hey, I guessed that!
You want a prize? Go to a carnival.
Barney, how you doing up there? A reservation's at 8.
Relax, it's only 8:15.
So that's what pacing is for you.
I'm a little nervous.
Just close your eyes and pretend the rock is cradling you.
That actually helps.
Hey, why are we schlepping all the way across town to eat?
Because I heard Spitrino's is amazing.
Yeah, but we're already late. Nobody's fault. But, you know, why don't we just go grab a burger?
A burger?
Christy, she wants a burger.
Nope. No, no, no. There will be no burgers. This wonderful man was thoughtful enough to invite you to a beautiful romantic restaurant. Millions of women would trade places with you in a minute. So you are going to get out there and have the best damn night of your life.
Okay, relax, if it means that much to you. While we're out, may I recommend you masturbate?
No, I really should study.
Christy, open up. Your mom told me you're home.
Another reason to hate her. Natasha, I really can't talk right now, and you're in.
I need your help. My caseworker told me I can't get my daughter out of foster care until I get a job. What the hell am I gonna do?
Get a job?
Doing what?
And now you're sitting. Okay, let's see. What have you done besides stripping?
I was a coke dealer.
So, sales experience.
My job in rehab was to clean the toilets.
Maintenance.
But I bribed other people to do it for me.
Management. See? You're gonna be fine. Now, I really need to study. Did you see me stand up there?
Well, maybe I can just go back to stripping. That club near the airport is hiring. Not the nice one.
All right, I will help you find a job tomorrow.
Oh, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you!
I really should have gone upstairs.
Hope you saved room for dessert.
I'm 8 feet tall, there's always room. First, I gotta freshen up.
Can it wait?
FYI, freshen up is lady talk for tinkle, which is baby talk for take a whiz.
Fine, go.
Ow, 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 ow.
What the hell is going on?
I think someone put a ring in the dessert so he could ask the woman he loves to marry him.
I think someone is lame. Oh, my God. You're the lame guy.
Bonnie Plunkett, will you marry me?
Yes, Adam, I will marry you.
Excuse me, I could get you another one, but it'll take 45 minutes.
No! I want to see the ring. I'm so sorry I screwed this up.
Are you kidding? You took a romantic moment and turned it into a fire hazard, and that's why I love you.
Got it.
Another reason I love you.
Adam, it's beautiful. Excuse me, I'm over 50 and a man is putting a ring on my finger, nothing. I am gonna make you the best wife. I mean, I'm gonna try. I think I can do it. I wanna do it. Can I do it?
Of course you can.
Yeah, you're right, I can do it. I mean, if I can do sober, I can do marriage. Of course, I have to go to meetings to stay sober. There's no, you know, marriage meetings unless you're in counseling. And I guess we're gonna need counseling. Between drunkie and the wheelchair, I think we know who the shrink's gonna side with.
What's happening?
What's happening is this ring comes with expectations and responsibilities, and if history teaches us anything, that's not my bag. I mean, one night you're gonna come home for meatloaf because Tuesday's meatloaf night. Instead, you're gonna find me face down the linoleum with a needle in my arm.
Honey, breathe.
I can't breathe. Can't make meatloaf. Can't do this. Still gotta pee.
Looks like you dodged a bullet there.
I mean, he's the best thing that ever happened to me, but all these fears just came out of nowhere. It just took me by surprise. Babe, are you sleeping?
Trying.
Hey, you know, part of this is on you. You knew he was gonna propose. You could have given me a heads up.
You're right. I'm to blame. Good night.
So that's it. You're just gonna abandon me in my hour of need.
And you abandoned me when I was 7. We're even.
Hey, you were an honorary fireman for a weekend. Not all kids get that.
Mom, do you want to marry Adam?
Of course I do.
So call him and apologize.
Gee, I don't know. Then we start the marriage with me in the hole.
Good night.
Night. By the way, was that restaurant your idea?
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
If you ever go, try the Osso Buco. They give you this tiny little fork. You can dig the marrow.
I don't care! I gotta get some sleep.
Sorry. It's not like you have anyone to take you.
Thank you so much for coming with me today. Happy to do it. I'm supposed to be studying for a test that will determine the rest of my life, but I'm happy to do it.
Oh, my God, do I even want to work here? I mean, look what I got to wear. Brown polyester and grandma shoes.
Hey, don't knock comfortable footwear. I could have stripped in these babies. I would have lasted 5 more years.
Stop eating sugar.
But I need it.
No, you don't. Look, it's perfectly natural to feel scared right now.
I'm not scared.
You should be. 40's in your rearview mirror, your kid's in foster care, but you can't get her back until you get a legit job and you're only qualified to sell cocaine and ruin some guy's pants.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I can't do
this. No. Nobody likes a sad waitress. Trust me, I know. Have some sugar.
No.
Sweet and low?
No.
Grape jelly?
What's the point? I've screwed my life up so much, I'll never get it back together.
I'm supposed to interview Natasha.
And here she is, your new waitress, hostess, or bus person.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, she's just a little overwhelmed. But let me tell you, Kenny, it has always been a dream of hers to work here.
Hi, Kenny.
In fact, she and I were just talking about how places like Uncle Freddy's have always been the backbone of American family life.
Well, we do pride ourselves on big portions for big people.
I just want to die, Kenny.
Look at that hustle. Imagine when she has the right shoes.
Okay, Kenny, we look forward to hearing from you. Wait, Natasha, that's not my car!
Adam, I...
Nope.
Okay, that answers the question, are you still mad? Fortunately, I have a key for such occasions. I am so sorry. You just caught me off guard. Please ask me again.
Bonnie, it's okay. We don't have to get married. You can humiliate me as my girlfriend.
No, I love you and I want to humiliate you as your wife. Honey, I swear, if I had a time machine, I would go back and make it right.
Really? That's what you'd use a time machine for?
I'd also make a few sports bets. Maybe the Cubs.
You wouldn't prevent this?
Look, if and when I get the time machine, we can make a list.
please. Ask me to marry you again.
Fine, Bonnie, will you
no,
marry
me? No, no. The long version with all the nice stuff.
Bonnie, I love you.
I love you, too.
I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
I want to spend the rest of my life with you, too.
Will you marry me?
No. I told my mouth to say yes, but no just came flying out.
What did Adam do?
He rolled over my foot. And you know what? I deserved it. I am the worst person in the world.
Well, now, to be fair.
No, you're not.
What did Christy say?
She doesn't know. She's out helping Natasha find a job.
Well, isn't that great? She gets a job, gets her kid back, and I'm stuck all alone in an empty house again. Everybody gets a fairy tale ending except for me.
I want a fairy tale ending.
Are you sure about that? Maybe you keep saying no because you've been a horrible person for so long. You think you're not good enough for Adam.
Well, that would explain why I've been sabotaging myself.
Well, you should tell Adam that.
Is he still speaking to you?
Oh, hell no. But I might have a workaround.
Apology accepted.
But wait, there's more.
Was that the 10th one? Do I get the next one free?
You are going to be getting it free for a lifetime. Adam Ulysses Janikowski.
Not my middle name.
See, there's still things we get to learn about each other. All I know is that I love you more than anything in the world. So please marry me.
You are a piece of work. But yes. Yes, I will marry you.
Oh, my God, we're really doing this.
Together forever.
You are looking at the biggest idiot on the planet.
Yep, there you are.
Look what I did.
You said yes?
Don't make me relive it.
Okay.
I love him so much. Why don't I want to marry him?
Because deep down inside, you think you're not good enough?
That's what Marjorie said.
Mom, what are you afraid of?
Evil clowns. Scratch that, all clowns. Being married to the same guy for the rest of my life.
Why don't you approach marriage like you do staying sober, you know? One day at a time.
Huh. It's not bad.
Have you guys set a date?
No.
Then what are you worried about? You can keep this engagement up for years.
Say more.
Think about it. When has a man ever pushed for a wedding date? It's like a woman initiating butt stuff. If you don't bring it up, then he won't.
That's brilliant. I'm also gaining a little insight as to why you're still single.
I'm gaining insight as to why Adam proposed 3 times.
Bottom line.
Bad choice.
In conclusion, you're saying I could just buy bridal magazines, wear my pretty ring, and run the clock out?
Congratulations. You're never getting married.
Bonnie, it's beautiful.
2-carat solitaire, a bit cloudy. This might not be from a mole.
I'm so jealous.
Mission accomplished.
So, when's the big day?
June 19th. Year to be determined.
Guys, you'll never believe it. Guess who got an average score on our LSAT?
Yay!
Congratulations, sir, in order. Yes, now I can get into the best of the low-level law schools.
Oh. I'm so proud of you. I always knew you could barely do it.
Oh, thanks, Mom. You were always barely there for me.
Well, isn't this all balloons and confetti? You got a big career ahead of you. You have a fiancé. You got a husband. What do I have?
Oh, quit your bitching, you selfish, pampered princess.
What?
You got a purse that costs more than my car. You sleep till noon because you don't have to work. On top of that, you got your hairdresser, manicures, masseuse all coming to your house. You know who comes to my house, Jill? Nobody. Not even the delivery boy from Golden Dragon. I gotta walk down 4 flights of stairs to get my Kung Pao freaking chicken. So the next time I hear you're feeling sorry for yourself, I'm gonna smack you so hard your lip filler's gonna come out your ear.
You want some pie?
Y'all finished here?
I think we need a minute.
Well, hurry up. My feet are killing me.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I got Natasha a job.
Oh, that's so nice.